blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
That make you wonder what went wrong.
Do you remember?
He can remember you.
Ivona, darling, doesn't that make you blue?
Living here like you do.
A little blue girl.
winter. I watch the cherry blossoms bloom. I cannot wait here any longer. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. I know what lies beneath Manhattan. I know who's buried in Grant's tomb. I wonder if there's a way to out, clear away my crocodile. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon.
Listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. My name is Katarina. It is a pleasure to be here with you. It is 6:16 a.m. here in the Tampa Bay area. We have a nice day ahead of us. We just heard brand new music from Vampire Weekend off their latest record, Only God Was Above Us. We heard a tune called Pravda. And as the lyrics say, Pravda means truth in Russian. We also heard from Linda Thompson and Teddy Thompson, the mother and son duo, with Evona Darling off her 2007 record Fashionably Late. And we started the show with brand new music from Beyoncé off her record Cowboy Carter. We heard her version of Blackbird. Let's get back right into it with more new music, this time from Iron and Wine. This song is called Anyone's Game, and we'll hear it on their upcoming record. I can't wait. Here are Iron and Wine here on 88.5.
Someday I'll So I leave the ways that are making me be what I really don't want to be. Leave the ways that are making me love what I really don't want to love. Time has told me you came with the dawn. A soul with no footprint, a rose with no thorn. Your tears, they tell me really no way ending your troubles with things you can say. Time will tell you to stay by my side.
Denim here on 88.5 FM with Take It Easy off their record Stiff, which came out back in 2016. Oh, wait, what do we have here? What does that mean? Oh, it means Lisa Marzilli is back. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, my friend.
Good to have you back this week. I missed you.
Thank you.
Well, after the news, Lisa, we're going to hear that new tune from Hooray for the Riff Raff, Alibis, it's called. We'll hear that right at 8:35.
6:35.
Good God.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go back to my coffee.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Marzilli with the WMNF News Headlines at 6:30. Tampa police are investigating after a man took his own life in the parking lot of the Florida Department of Transportation office yesterday. Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkos said the receptionist at the FDOT office on McKinley Drive received a call just after 3:30 p.m. from a man outside the building making suicidal statements, saying he had a bomb and threatening to drive his vehicle into the building. Police say as they approached the vehicle, the man put a gun to his head and when officers attempted to engage him in conversation, shot himself. Burkos said the Tampa Police bomb team was dispatched to search the car where they found a number of suspicious-looking items.
Bomb team's been out here for hours looking through this vehicle. So far, they found multiple handguns, multiple high-capacity magazines, and multiple tanks of gas in the vehicle. It's clear that the subject was here to cause harm.
Burkos said the man was 60 years old in a blue SUV, but did not release further details about his identity. The scene remains active as the investigation continues. The Tampa Bay Times reports the next version of Hillsborough's half-penny sales tax to pay for projects countywide is one step closer to being on the November ballot. After discussion at a public hearing yesterday, commissioners decided in a bipartisan compromise that the next version of the tax will last 15 years, with schools getting 5% of the funds. Commissioner Pat Kemp voted no, along with Chairperson Ken Hagen, calling the 5% for schools grossly inadequate. The Senate voted yesterday to dismiss two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, shutting down the possibility of a lengthy Senate trial, which Republicans had demanded to bring attention to the Biden administration's record on immigration and border security. It marked the first time in 225 years the Senate voted to immediately dismiss impeachment charges approved by the House instead of holding a floor trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer argued a trial wasn't necessary because the House had sent over, quote, the least legitimate and most politicized impeachment trial ever in the history of the United States. Donna Water reports the Hawaii Attorney General has released a report into last year's wildfires on Maui that killed 101 people.
The report says the head of the Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels in returning to the island during the August wildfire, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report also says communications problems left the Hawaii Electric Company unable to confirm that power lines were de-energized until well after the fire had caused widespread damage. At a news conference Wednesday carried by Olelo Community Media, Attorney General Ann Lopez said the report was issued to understand what happened on a minute-by-minute basis.
The underlying foundation of this report is not to place blame on anybody. This is about never letting this happen again.
Another report released Tuesday by the Western Fire Chiefs Association detailed the challenges facing the Maui Fire Department during the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. I'm Donna Water.
The Swedish Parliament passed a law yesterday lowering the age required for people to legally change their gender from 18 to 16. Those under 18 still need approval from a guardian, a doctor, and the National Board of Health and Welfare. No longer required is a gender dysphoria diagnosis, defined by medical professionals as psychological distress experienced by those whose gender expression does not match their gender identity. Sweden joined several other countries with similar laws, including Denmark, Norway, Finland, and Spain. In traffic, a crash in Manatee County on U.S. 41 South beyond 66th Avenue West has the right lane blocked. In weather, it's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 87. Overnight lows will be in the upper 60s, and the same forecast is on tap for Friday. It's 6:34, and you're listening to the Thursday Morning Show with Katarina on 88.45 FM and WMNF.org.
My goodness, that was the Tibbs. A new band to me. Hope that woke you up. It woke me up for sure. Chicken Bones is the name of that one. It's an instrumental. They have other tunes with featuring a beautiful vocalist, the Tibbs. That's my new discovery for the week. Before that, we heard from Foxygen with San Francisco. Hooray for the Riff Raff gave us Alibi. My name is Katarina. It is 6:44 a.m. here in the Tampa Bay area. It's 65 degrees right now. The high will be 88 degrees. So make sure you water your plants, the ones on your porch or in your front or backyard, before you go to work today. The high is going to be 88 and no rain in sight. Well, we're going to get right back into it with Camera Obscura. Here's Big Love, sending it your way this morning, emitting from Studio One here at 88.5 FM.
It was a big love. Registration for summer art camp at the Tampa Museum of Art is now open. K through 12 campers create, learn, and play in the museum's new Vinnick Family Education Center. Not K through 12? The Tampa Museum of Art has classes for you too. Visit tampamuseum.org/studio to learn more.
This is Lila with a WMNF public service announcement. EcoFest 2024 is a community event organized by Learning Gate Community School, the City of Tampa, and MOSI. It's a celebration of businesses, organizations, and individuals in the Tampa Bay area dedicated to the principles of sustainability, ecology, equity, and economy. The 14th annual EcoFest takes place on Earth Day, Saturday, April 20th at MOSI in Tampa. The event is outdoors, open to the public from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., and WMNF will have an outreach tent there. More information at learninggate.org/EcoFest.
Support for WMNF comes from listeners like you and Citizens Property Insurance, reminding consumers while shopping for insurance to consider all aspects of a policy, including potential assessments. More information is available at citizensfla.com or by contacting a Citizens agent.
Listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. My name is Katarina. It is a pleasure to be here with you this morning. We just heard from Slow Pulp off their 2020 record, Movies. We heard New Horse, and before the public service announcements and underwriting, we heard A Flock of Seagulls. I never thought I would say that. I never thought I would play them on the morning show, but that is a great, great tune that doesn't get played enough and gets overlooked because it's not as Iran. We also heard from Camera Obscura with Big Love, something new from them. It's good to have them back. Always good and uplifting tunes from them. Well, we have this little event coming up on May the 4th, Tropical Heat Wave. And we have a lot of great performers participating. And one of them is Ruthie Foster. We've been loving Ruthie for a long time, and we're going to hear a song off her 2007 record, The Phenomenal Ruthie Foster. We'll hear a tune called Cause I'm Here, cause she is going to be at the Tropical Heat Wave happening on Saturday, May 4th
at the beautiful Cuban Club, also featuring the record company, the Dolly Rots, Selwyn Birchwood, and many, many more. Without further ado, here's Ruthie Foster, and you can get tickets for this event at WMNF.org right now. Heard Ruthie Foster here on 88.5 FM. She's one of the headliners of the upcoming tropical heat wave happening on May 4th at the Cuban Club. Tickets are on sale at WMNF.org right now. You are listening to WMNF Tampa 88.5 FM, your community radio. Thank you for tuning in. NPR News is next.